Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the 8th parak of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning parak Ches, Mishnah Dalet, and parak Ches, Mishnah Hey. In parak Ches, Mishnah Dalet, we're going to be continuing the discussion of when do we believe poor people who are Amei Haaretz, who are not learned, when it comes to their produce. Are these Matnos Aniyim, are these gifts that were given to them as poor people, or not? We're continuing to discuss Maaser Ani. When do we believe a poor person to claim that his the produce that he has, the vegetables that he has, were in fact given to him as Maaser Ani, and he therefore would not have to separate Trumos and Maaser. Says the Mishnah, Ne'emanim al hayarok chai, that we trust the poor person to claim that it's Maaser Ani if it's a raw vegetable. Raw vegetables, we assume, are given as Maaser Ani. V'ein ne'emanim al hamavushal, but we don't believe the poor people if the vegetables that he have were cooked. Why? Because generally speaking, the Maaser Ani, the poor Maaser that was given to the poor people, were given as raw vegetables, not as cooked vegetables. Therefore, if it's cooked, most likely it was not Maaser Ani. But continues the Mishnah, one very important caveat, Elaim Kain Hayla Davar Muat, unless the vegetables that he has are very small. If he has a few cooked vegetables, then it would work. If he has a few cooked vegetables, then we'll assume that it was Maaser Ani, and we would believe him. He wouldn't have to separate Truma and Maaser. Finishes off the Mishnah, Shekain Derech Bal Habayis Liyos Motzi Milfaso, that it was often the way of the owner, the way of the farmer, that he would realize, oh my gosh, I completely forgot to separate Maaser Ani. Then what would he do? He already has cooked vegetables, so he'll stick his hands in the pot, take a few cooked vegetables out, and give that to the poor people as Maaser Ani. So if a poor person has a few cooked vegetables, then it is possible that it would be Maaser Ani, because the Baal HaBayis, the owner, the farmer, forgot to give it. But generally speaking, Maaser Ani was given as raw vegetables, and if someone has a whole slew of cooked vegetables, we would not believe him to claim that they are Maaser Ani. Okay. Now we are going to continue with Perek Ches Mishnah Hei, and we're going to discuss exactly what the minimum measurement was of various crops, various grains, various produce for the purpose of Maaser Ani. Basically, what would happen was that during the third and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, the farmer would gather all of his produce into his threshing floor, into the big area where he would pile up all of the produce, and he would give out Maaser Ani to the poor people. So our Mishnah now is going to discuss what's the lowest amount, the least amount of produce per various types of crops that the farm would be able to give. Says the Mishnah, Ein pochzin la'aniyim begoren mechatzi kav chitim v'kav se'orim. Says the Mishnah, that a farmer would not be allowed to give less than a half kav of wheat and a full kav of barley. He must at least give a chatzi kav of chita of wheat and a full kav of barley. Rabbi Meir Omer, chatzi kav. No, Rabbi Meir says that when it comes to barley, he can also give a half kav. It would not have to be a full kav. Continues the Mishnah, kav v'chetzi kusmin v'kav grogros. That he would be able to give a kav and a half of a kusman of spelt, a type of wheat, a type of grain, v'kav grogros, and he would have to give at least a kav, one kav, of dried figs, o mana devela, or a mana, different measurement, of devela, of pressed figs. Again, these are all these minimum amounts. He could certainly give more if he so desires. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, pras. Now you wouldn't have to give a full mana of pressed figs, but pras sort of means like a par, like a half. He could give a half mana of pressed figs. That would be sufficient for the purpose of Maaser Ani. Continues the Mishnah, chatzi lo yayin. He would have to give, when it comes to wine, how much would he have to give? So according to the Tanakhama, a half a log of a wine would be the smallest amount that he would have to give as part of Maaser Ani. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, no, Revius, all you got to do is, now you don't have to give a half a log, just give a fourth of a log. Without Revius would certainly work. Revius shemen, the same is true when it comes to oil. How much oil, how much shemen of the Maaser Ani must be given? A revius, a fourth of a log of shemen as well. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says that he disagrees. No, shminis, you don't have to give a revius, give an eighth. You have to give an eighth of oil, and that would be sufficient for Maaser Ani. Finishes off the Mishnah, Ushar kol haperos, and when it comes to any other produce, any other fruits that were not listed in our Mishnah, Amar Abba Shol says, he must give them enough of the produce, enough of those fruits, that the poor people can sell them and buy for themselves two small meals. Exactly how much is that? You can look in the Bartanura for perhaps a more specific amount, but at least according to Abba Shaul, he has to give them just enough to sell for two small amounts just for himself. Quick review. Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, continued our discussion. When do we trust the poor people to claim that it's truly Maaser Aniyim? We said that if it's a raw vegetable, then it certainly is believed that it was Maaser Aniyim. And if it's cooked vegetables, we only believe it. If it's a few, if it's too many, we assume that it was not Maaser Aniyim. And then in Perek Ches, Mishnah Hei, we learned about all the various measurements. When is it that we, how much is it that we would require a farmer and owner to give to the poor people various produce, various crops, whether it's pressed figs or dried figs or spelt or wheat or barley and so on, various machloksim between Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, the Tanakhama, and so on, regarding all of these amounts that must be given as part of Maaser Ani. Have a great day.